Static on 88.1.
Now, if you've ever been watching the news and you've seen someone stuff up, you would have had a bit of a giggle to yourself. Here's an example.
This is 3 News at 12.
Kia ora, good evening. Kia ora, good morning. Good afternoon, even. That's a great start to midday news, isn't it?
And if you've then jumped on YouTube straight away and you wanted to see it, the man who would have uploaded it for you is a man named Dan News. Dan now joins us in the studio.
Hello.
Good evening, mate.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are
good
you?
Good to see you. Very good.
So let's start off.
Yeah.
Love of news. Where does it come from?
I can't really remember not loving news. I think it was from the earliest of ages. I think it started off with my love of politics and then just being obsessed with watching the news every night. And just kind of went from there, couldn't really do anything else. And so I decided to start sharing it on my website, which I created in 2005. And weirdly, other people enjoyed it as well, so it was quite strange.
Okay, so just to let all the listeners know, your last name is not actually News.
No, it's not.
We will not reveal your last name. Where did Dan News come from? So obviously it came from the love of journalism and news. Why did you then go and... Cool. Find all these bloopers and...
Oh, I think I've always loved watching bloopers, and I think everyone does, even people that create them themselves, because it's harmless fun. Well, most people see it as harmless fun. There are some people who have been victims of bloopers who don't agree. But I just think it's a great laugh. What's, you know, it's a, people stuffing up on live television.
Exactly.
Or on live radio, as the case may be.
Brilliant. You said you had... It stemmed from... an enjoyment or a love of politics.
Yeah.
Let's have a cheeky plug.
Yeah.
Your new show.
My new show is called Let's Get Political, and yes, it is kind of named after Olivia Newton-John's song.
With the rather attractive Tove O'Brien, we might...
Tove O'Brien is amazing. So it's on every Friday online on 3news.co.nz. It's going to go every Friday until the day before the election. So it covers the basics of politics, including explaining MMP to people who... are not that familiar with how it works, because it's the first election we've had where there'll be people voting that weren't even born when MMP came in. So there's a lot of people that are really unfamiliar with it. So we cover the basics of that, then we have a history flashback, and then a one-on-one with a whole lot of different candidates. The one that's online today is with the lovely Colin Craig. And there's a bit of a treat that I filmed throughout all the interviews that we played in the last episode. I gave each politician we interviewed a general political knowledge quiz, and some of the results are quite interesting.
I can imagine. I did. We're friends on Facebook, and you invited me to go and watch this.
The event. Yeah.
Very impressed by it. I must say.
Thank you. Thank you.
The approach to it.
Yeah.
Are you coming from a completely impartial journalistic approach, or
yes.
are you coming from a Dan News approach? Wanting them to stuff up, in other words?
Yeah, a little bit of that, and I think there's kind of that element of my sense of humour that I think maybe may have been part of the reason that the idea was picked up, because I don't want it to be like a normal news show, and I've said that to all the people working on it. I don't want it filmed like a normal news show. I don't want it edited like one. I want it to be a lot more fun, a lot more fast-paced, but packing as much information there is in there as possible. But you've got to have fun along the way, otherwise there's no point.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
It is, you know, for someone like myself who has journalistic interest in New Zealand, but, you know, like most people my age, I don't care a rat's ass about politics. I think it was the intent to make it more refreshing for younger people or just general New Zealanders?
I think it's to make especially younger people realise that even if you don't care about politics, it does affect your life and you should be interested in it to a certain degree. Like, we went around and asked people saying, are you interested in politics? And they say, well, you know, we said, did you care about politics? No. What do you care about in terms of your life? And they would say, my rent, my grocery bills, my electricity bills. And then I thought, well, okay, all of those things are affected by politics, so you should be interested in politics. So I think that's the kind of message we're trying to get across.
Brilliant. Well, Dan's going to be hanging around with us for the Woo-hoo. Next couple of voice breaks. We've also got Dan in to play Let's Have a Yarn, which Sam is going to come in out of the producer booth to do. First, though, is Come Fly With Me. You're on Static 88.1.
three topics.
News, sport,
entertainment.
It's time for
Let's Have a Yarn.
Yes, Let's Have a Yarn. You're on Static 88.1.
Oh, am I on? Oh, can I just say?
Now you're on.
That's an amazing sting.
Thank you, mate. Thank you.
That must have taken you like 2 minutes to put together.
Five minutes of editing, an hour of recording. There you go.
That's good.
Mr. Dan Hughes is in your studio with us. Sam has just joined me as well, my producer. It is, in case you didn't work it out, time for Let's Have a Yarn.
It is time. So do you want the first topic?
Let's go with the first topic.
Okay. So if I said to you, what are your thoughts on Telecom changing its name to Spark officially today, what would you say?
Don't care.
You don't care?
You don't care.
One thing I would say about it is, if you're going to spend all that money, at least pick a decent font.
Or it's a decent name.
Boring. Well, the name goes with that logo, because now it looks like a spark and not the rear end of a cat, which is kind of what it looks like. But as long as, I don't know, I'd just rather my phone bill be cheaper. They're in my bad books at the moment because I had an argument with them on the phone yesterday.
Are you a Telecom man?
I am. Oh, now I'm a Spark man.
Oh,
as my phone tells me
it
today.
It does have a ring when you say that, doesn't it?
I'm a Spark man.
Take that, Orcon. Because, you know, the multi-million dollar iconic telecommunications brand has gone through a $20 million change. I'm just reading from my notes here. It's not actually that bad. I thought it was going to be in excess of that, actually.
Oh,
when
really?
I read that, because I Googled that. And, yeah, it's kind of like, for an iconic change that you've had coming for so long.
That's
what,
true.
What I think is incredible about this is how they've been changing this for, like, 5 years.
Yeah.
How they first, like,
slowly
changed the logo. And then at press conferences, they'd have, like, Spark.
Yeah.
And then they'd have Telecom.
Well, and they changed the colour as well, because they used to be black with like that, was it green and white stripe?
Yeah. They were very corporate. But do you know what they've successfully done? I bet you've all forgotten about XT.
Oh,
see, there you go.
That is why we brought you in here, Mr. Daniels.
The whole reason everyone started hating Telecom was because XT, when it launched,
it is.
Everyone's like, that's it, they're out of the game. Everyone's forgotten about it.
I actually find it a bit sad, if I'm honest, because it's always been Telecom versus Vodafone.
Yeah.
You know, and both very unoriginal names. Now it's Spark against Vodafone.
And
it just doesn't have that same ring to it.
Vodafone's a multinational brand, though. So
it's
they're bigger
about 25
overseas
times
than
larger than Telecom, which is quite scary. Yeah.
Wow.
There we go. So it wouldn't cost $20 million of Vodafone to change their name.
No, it'd be a bit more than that.
Question
a bit more impressive. Question two is your sports question. Do you think the Crusaders conducted themselves appropriately in South Africa?
Look, if they were on a game hunt, get over it.
Game. Sports team.
Game. Well,
firstly,
well
can we? Did they win or lose the game? The actual game.
The actual game. They lost at 33-32.
Was it the final?
Thanks to Mr. Richard McCaw.
I didn't know that.
Well, let's not get into that.
You've got a vendetta against Richie McCaw tonight, son.
I just have a vendetta because last week I called that the Crusaders would win it, and on live radio,
I forgot about that.
I did. Yeah, and I was wrong, which I don't like being. So,
I think any photos with a dead animal were a bad idea. What were they thinking? Where did they post them?
They posted them on Facebook. They did it a while ago, from the sounds of things.
Yeah.
And anyway, it made it onto Facebook because an activist group put it up and they said this is what the Crusaders do in
those
their spare
activists
time over in South Africa. It was, you know, one of those clean green
Greenpeace
groups.
Probably have a room of people that just go through Facebook looking for pictures.
Just stalking stuff.
One of our static journalists isn't very impressed based on her own political views, but we won't get into that. Question three, Sam.
Question three. So you've got a clip for this, actually, Alex.
We do.
One second. What did you think about the ride?
It was great. And apparently, I've never been on live television before, but apparently sometimes I don't watch the news. Because I'm a kid, and apparently every time, Grandpa just gives me the remote.
We watch the Powerball.
It's the Powerball.
Tell me about the ride. What did you think about the ride?
Well, it was great.
Why?
Because apparently you're spinning around, and apparently every time you get dizzy.
Yeah.
The slowest dudes get dizzy.
Is it fun?
Yeah, and I've never, ever been on live television. I never, ever be on live television.
This kid needs to teach people how to do sound grabs for the news.
Right. Well, the thing is, my question to you is going to be, how do you think you would react if you were a kid, 5 years old, as was Mr. Noah Ritter? in Pennsylvania.
Never watched the news.
Yeah, the kid is amazing. He's the future Ryan Seacrest. Here's a little fun fact for you, though, that I saw on Twitter today. The reason he says apparently so many times is because journalists in America apparently say apparently
they
so
do.
Often.
Is it kind of like their fill-in word like we have now?
I was just going to say we say now a lot. Yeah. Yes.
But my question is, how do you think you would react if you were a kid that watched the news and quite often the Powerball as well, that quite clearly follows, how would you react if a reporter came and shoved a camera in your face and a mic and went, hey, how was the ferry go round or whatever he was on?
The ferry go round.
The thing he was on, the Ferris wheel, whatever.
I don't think I'd be so open and comfortable as this kid was. He was, you know, for someone that hasn't been on TV before, has been interviewed, I think most 5-year-olds would be hiding behind their caregiver or parents' back.
Yeah.
He's the cutest little ginger kid you'll ever see.
That was the first time you'd heard it, eh, Dan?
Totally. And that's hilarious.
He's brilliant, isn't he?
Yeah, he's Sound Grabs personified.
He's great. He's a tiny little blonde kid with his granddad. Or ginger, thank you,
ginger.
Sorry. Ginger kid, which makes it even better. Tiny little ginger kid that says apparently too many times.
What we might do, though, Alex, is I'll put that up on your Facebook page.
Brilliant.
I'm going to be watching
that. Yeah, on our static Facebook page, that'll be up there. All 3 minutes of apparently and the future of American radio. That was...
Topics. News. Sport. Entertainment.
It's time
better
for...
Better fade that up.
Helps if I press the volume up. That was Let's Have a Yarn. Thank you, Mr. Dan News. Thank you, Sam.
Pleasure.
Dan's going to hang around for a couple more questions and then he has to go and find some news bloopers. You're on Static 88.1.
Radio Static 88.
You know you're on Static 88.1. Suitable song, actually, because we're going to get to know Mr. Dan News. Look at that.
Oh, man, segues and puns.
Just all
Can
over
I say,
place.
Firstly, is that like a little food court out there? I feel like I'm in a food court of education or something.
It's kind of meant like as a study area, but we play this really fun game called People Watching. Dude,
I've heard of it.
It gets so intense.
I really want to know if that dude down there is looking very serious as listening to us.
Well, last week we saw a couple have a bit of a breakup for various reasons.
Did you commentate it live on the radio?
No, we should have, though.
You should have.
Actually, we probably couldn't have because of some things that were happening with it.
Okay.
But, you know.
Fair enough.
Not being obvious. Outside of news.
Yeah.
Outside of journalism, what are you into? I know that you love planes.
I love planes. Can I talk about my amazing day of planes this week?
You went to Sydney.
I went to Sydney for the day to fly on the new Airbus A350 back to Auckland. There and back in the day it was quite fun. And it's the new Airbus state of the art. A lot of people say it's here to take on the Dreamliner, but it's way better than the Dreamliner. It's huge and it's just amazing.
What's so amazing about it? Tell me, for someone that doesn't know anything about planes.
Well, their sales pitch is it's the extra 4 inches that make the difference. And that's that's what they said on board. And it's because a normal economy seat is 14 inches across.
Right.
These ones are 18 inches across.
So it's a wider plane.
It's a much wider plane, which means there's more room for even your regular economy folk.
Wow.
Yeah.
So,
and it just looks really sexy. It's got tinted windows in the cockpit, man. It's like a boy racer plane.
A wide boy. Just needs to be lower.
Hydraulics.
Yeah. NOS. Why planes?
I don't know. Just think they're really cool. I think it started with always wanting to go on one, to go on a big holiday somewhere. And there's that whole element of, you know, fun and excitement of going, discovering new places, and then just really liked planes.
Okay, you personally, let's go a bit deeper.
Oh.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in, I was born in Hastings.
Yep.
I usually tell people Napier because it's nicer than Hastings.
Fair enough.
And moved to Auckland when I was 12. Went to Western Springs College alongside people like Nijan Mystic, who were called the Tropical Penguins back at high school. And
good to see they've improved their name.
Yeah. and have lived in Auckland ever since.
Beautiful.
All
right, we're going to do 5 quick fire questions.
Uh-oh. Can that guy outside and his laptop help me? Google it.
Google the answer to my opinion. Okay.
Oh, my
ready?
Opinion. Oh, that's okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Pepsi or Coke?
Coke.
Mac or PC?
I'd love to say Mac, but I can't afford them.
Ange or Jen?
gen?
Oh, iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
And for a man who uses a lot of social media, Twitter or Facebook?
Twitter.
Mr. Dan News, thank you very much for joining us.
No problem. It's been so much fun.
It has. We've had some good yarns, yes. Off, both on and off air.
Some can be broadcast, some can't.
Exactly. Thank you for your input and your puns.
No problem.
And everything that you have contributed to Static this afternoon or this evening.
No problem.
In fact,
I had so much fun.
No doubt we'll keep in touch.
Yeah, definitely.
And
invite me back.
Do you want to give a shameless plug to your new show?
Let's Get Political, 3news.co.nz, every Friday until the election. Make sure you watch it.
And just like our politicians, my mistakes were made for you. You're on Static 88.1.